Ay,
También.
Okay, so
I'm
trying to share the screen with you. The share, of course, is in memory of my mother, Allah Shalom, Yehudit Esther Vas, Eliezer, and Esther. And just 1 second. The topic that I chose to discuss is the kibud of step parents. It's obviously a sensitive topic in that, you know, it's not easy being a parent, and it's, I assume, I have no experience, but I assume it's even harder being a step parent. And obviously, you have to be, derech eretz is obviously very, very important. And regardless of whether there's an official mitzvah to honor a step parent, there's obviously, you know, the right thing to do. The question I'm dealing with is a halacha question, whether or not technically there's a mitzvah, a kibud mitzvah to honor a step parent. But like I said, halacha aside, obviously the right thing to do, as we'll see soon, is to honor them. But there are various halachic nafkaminas to this question of the nature of honoring a step parent. The Gemara in Ksubis, I hope you see the screen now, the first source on the sheet, Ksubis Kuf Gimel Mod Aleph, says pretty clearly that there's such a mitzvah. Tana Rabbanan, Bishas P'tirato Shel Rebbe, when Rebbe was on his deathbed, Amar Lebanaya Nitzarech, he called his children to be with him, he wanted to tell them important things. Nichnasu Banav Eitzlah, his children came in to him, and the Gemara tells us, Amar Lehem, Hisiru B'chavod Imchem, you should be careful to honor your mother. So the Gemara wonders, why did Rebbe have to tell his children to honor their mother? Doraita hi, tichtiv, kabeit tavicha v'etimecha. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to honor your parents, both your father and your mother. The Gemara answers, Eshet av havai, that Rebbe apparently got remarried, and his wife, his present wife, was not the biological mother of his children. And therefore, Rebbe was mazir his children, honor your stepmother, even though I'm leaving this world, please honor your stepmother. So Gemara asks, again, Eshet Av Nami Doraita, likewise, it's a mitzvah in the Torah to honor your stepmother, or your stepfather for that matter. The Tanya, Kaveh Avicha Vetimecha, you should honor your parents. Et Avicha Zu Eshet Avicha. Et Imecha Zu Bali Mecha. So the Gemara tells us that there is a riboy of Et Avicha to honor your stepfather, Et Imecha to honor your stepmother. So why was Rebbe, why was it necessary for him to tell his children to honor their stepmother? There's such a chiyuv, seemingly min haTorah. So the Gemara answers, Hani mili michayim aval achar bitalo. The mitzvah to honor a step parent, apparently, is when the parent is alive. So a person's, you know, mother passes away. So if his father would get remarried, so while his father's alive, there's a mitzvah to honor the stepmother. Once the father passes on, so the mitzvah, there's no longer a mitzvah. Again, like I said before, derech eretz is important, derech eretz kan lo Torah, but legally, halachically, there's no specific mitzvah to honor the person as a mother. The chiyuv of kibud bal or eshet aviv is limited, or bal ima is limited to in the life of the parent. So the upshot of this Gemara is A, there's such a mitzvah to honor a step parent, seemingly min haTorah. B, the mitzvah is limited to when the parent is alive. When the parent is alive, there's a mitzvah to honor the step parent. Once the parent passes on, you have to have derech eretz, that's very important, but halachically, there's no chiyuv of kibud av eim or kibud eshes aviv or baal imo once the parent is no longer alive. So most who shown him passing this Gemara lahalacha, there's a mitzvah to honor a step parent at least while the parent is alive. There is a Tosfot in Bukhara that seems to take issue with this. The Gemara Bukhara, the second source in the sheet, speaks about the ribui from the word et. After all, the ribui here is et avicha, the et imecha. The et comes to teach they include a step parent. So the Gemara in Bechorat Afavim Beis speaks about the Isser to drink a non-kosher milk from a non-kosher animal. Rav Shimon, Le'asar Chel Bo Minalan. How does Rav Shimon know you can't drink milk from a non-kosher animal? The Gemara says, Nafkalei mi et ha-gamol. You shouldn't eat et ha-gamol. So the et tells you not only the gamol, but also the milk from the gamol. Rabbanan, the Gemara says, needs a separate drasha. Rabbanan needs a separate drasha. Why? Etin lo darish. Rabbanan don't darish in the word et. This is a famous debate in the Tanaim. Is the word et a word that you can learn a drasha from? Kedetanya Shimon ha-musi ha-musuni ha-yadorish kol et ve-et shabatorah. Shimon ha-musuni would darish in every et in the Torah. Came in Shigil et Hashem lo-kecha tira pirish. He came to the Pasuk, you should fear God. And what can we include in God? Sounds kind of like a vodazara, like shituf, you're incorporating something with God. Piresh, amlo tamidav, Rebbe, call etin shedarashta mati aleim. What are you going to do with all the etin that you darshaned? So the Gemara says, amlo lehem kishem she kibati schar ala drisha, kach ani mekabel schar ala drisha. So this is a fascinating Gemara. His whole life's work, he's willing to put on hold because of this problem. Et Hashem lechecha tira, I can't include something else. That would be shituf, it would be avodah zarah. So he wants to put on hold his life's work of darshaning every single ad in the Torah. Ad shebar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva comes and saves him. V'limeh, Hashem lechecha tira, l'rabo talmini chachamim, fascinating drasha. Honoring a Torah scholar is somehow similar to honoring God, and that's not considered shituf or anything of the like. So Rabbi Akiva saves him. But the simple understanding of the Gemara says, Rabbanan etin lo darish. Rabbanan don't darish in etin. Shimon ham suni darish in etin. He got in a problem. He solved this problem. But Rabbanan lo darish in etin. So Tosfot there thinks that we really don't paskin halacha that are learned from etin. Look at Tosfot, the next source of the sheet. V'yeshul daktik nihacha. The hachi hilchata. It sounds like from this Gemara that this is the halacha. The lo darishin an et. The kaimel Rabbanan. The general principle is that yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. So if Rabbanan argue on one particular Tana, Malacha should be like Rabbanan. So in this case, Rav Shimon learns from the Et, and Rabbanan disagree. We should pass on like Chachamim. Avayisha Daktik says Tosfos brings a whole bunch of cases where we learn Halachat from the word Et. And one of them is our example. K'tuvot perakanose, Amar hiziru b'chavad imchem, v'ka'amar eshet av havai, u'parach eshet av nami doraita. The Gemara says the mitzvah to honor a step-parent is doraita. From what's the source? Et avicha, the rabbi, the eshet avicha. The word et teaches you that there's a mitzvah to honor a step a parent. V'yesh lomar, denichale liyashev divrei rebbi kekule alma. So Tosfot essentially assumes that really the halacha is like Rabbana. We don't darshan halacha from et. But the Gemara there in Ketubot wanted to make sure that Rebbe's Sivu with his children to honor their stepmother worked even according to the Shita of Rav Shimon. But really, there's no such mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to honor a stepparent. So that's a unique Shita. Most Rishonim disagree with this. They assume that it's true. Halacha is learned from an et, but we sometimes do learn et in when yes, when no. That's, I guess, the question that needs to be analyzed. I'm not really sure. But the simple understanding of the Rishonim is that most Rishonim hold the halacha that there's this mitzvah to honor a stepparent. Learned from the pasuk et, from the word et avicha, to include a stepfather, et imecha, to include a stepmother. So for example, here the Rambam brings down this halacha, chayiv adam l'chabed et eshet aviv, a person is obligated to honor their stepfather and their stepmother. Now, like I said, the simple understanding of this is the drasha min haTorah. And the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs makes this point. Rambam has 12 chapters in which he introduces the principles of Sefer HaMitzvos, because the difficulty that all Rishonim have is that there seem to be much more than 613 mitzvos in the Torah. And they all have to figure out which ones to count, which ones not to count, so we'll only count mitzvos that are Noeg L'Doros, and not mitzvos that are only Noeg L'Shah, etc., etc. So one of the principles that the Rambam lays down in his second chapter, in Shoresh Bet, is they only count mitzvot that are explicit in the Torah. A mitzvah that is learned from a drasha, so it's true, it's Doraita, but you don't count it in the minyan mitzvah. So Rambam writes, it's verse number 5, Hashoresh Hasheni, the second principle, the second foundational understanding that you need to in order to count the mitzvahs, is She'ein ra'oi l'manot kol ma'ashalamdu l'amedim achat from shosrei midot she'atorim dresher behem. it's not appropriate to learn to count in the minyan mitzvot one of the 613 if it's something that's learned from a drasha, even though it's Doraita. If it's learned from a drasha or a riboy, many people have made this mistake. They counted mitzvahs that are learned from drashot or from ribuyim. He proves this. If you really think you should count mitzvah based on a drasha, so count the mitzvah to honor a father-in-law, the mitzvah to honor a mother. And says the Rambam, ki ishim elu, these people, labanu anu shechayavim lechavdein beribu, we learn from a ribu of et, so you should count it. And yet we don't count it. So it must be this is a general principle that you can't don't count mitzvot that are learned from a special ribu. So the Rambam is very explicit, it's a mitzvah min haTorah, just that it's not counted in min haMitzvah. There are some Rishonim who disagree. If you look at the Meiri in Ketubot, that same sugi I started with, Kuf Gimel, the Meiri writes, chayv adam lechaved eshet av, So the simple, the word divrei sofrim is a word that sometimes means doraita, but here it seems pretty clear that he means it's derabanan. So the Meiri seems to assume that the mitzvah is only min derabanan, but like I said, most Rishonim assume that this is a mitzvah in the Torah to honor step. Parents.
What is the difference between an asmachta and a derabanan? In what it's possible to define it quickly.
The Rishonim discussed that question. It's a very important question. Some argue that a derabanan that has an asmachta and a kra is somehow more significant and more weighty. So if you have a conflict between two mitzvahs derabanan, one would have an asmachta, one wouldn't. One that has the asmachta would be somehow more significant. I see there's a chat. Let me see if I can see it. Is there a chat? How is the Meiri different from the Rambam? Okay. So I think I see chats. You can also ask on chat. I think in reference to Josh's question that the Rambam assumes it's Doraita because the Rambam is justifying why he doesn't count it. He says it's true it's Doraita, but we don't count mitzvahs that are only learned from a riboy. And the Meiri says black and white, asmachua min amikra, just asmachua. I think the pashtus is that assuming it's Rabbanan.
The Rambam assumes that anything that's learned from a drasha is divrei sofrim.
The Rambam's divrei sofrim is different. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus and elsewhere, says that the word divrei sofrim can refer to a din derabanan, or it can refer to a din d'oraita that's learned from a limud. So, for example, the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam says if you would marry a woman using kesef, like we do, a ring, so the kedushin of divrei sofrim doesn't mean the woman's not an eshet ish min haTorah. She's an eshet ish, but min haTorah. It's just that limud isn't explicit in the Torah. It's learned from a gezeirah shavah of kicha kicha mistefron, so the Rambam called it divrei sofrim. So the word terminology divrei sofrim in the Rambam is quite complex. Sometimes it means doraita, often it does, and sometimes it would mean derabanan. In most Rishonim, divrei sofrim is a reference to derabanan. So I'm assuming that the Meiri is working with the regular definition of divrei sofrim, that it's din derabanan, and the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot has to justify why they don't count it, is assuming it's doraita. Okay, so that's one debate. Like I said, most Rishonim assume it's Doraita. It could be the Meiri, maybe a few others assume it's Rabbanan. The second debate between the Rambam and the Meiri is if you look back at source number four, the Rambam says, "V'chein mechaved bal imo," you have to honor your mother, your stepmother, calls man she'imo kayemet, only when, your stepfather, when your mother is alive. V'l'achar mita eino chayev. So the Rambam seemingly learning from the Gemara in Ketubot. Again, for those who came a little bit late, the Gemara in Ketubot tells us, the first source in the sheet, that Rebbe was on his deathbed, and he told his children to honor their stepmother. So it seems like Rebbe was telling him that because it's not an absolute chiyuv. When Rebbe's alive, the children have an absolute Torah obligation to honor their stepmother. Once Rebbe dies, so if the husband dies, it's obviously the right thing to do, but it's not, and that's why he told them to do it, but it's not legally an obligation. So the Rambam passes this way that the mitzvah to honor a step-parent is only when the parent is alive. Once the parent dies, the step-parent, you know, it's obviously important to keep on having cordial and loving relations, but it's not absolutely, it's not technically, legally, it's not a mitzvah. The Meiri takes issue with that. The Meiri writes, "V'lo sof davar," source number six, "V'lo sof davar eshet av u'bal ein, b'chayi ha'ein, v'lo af la'achar mita." The Meiri seems to assume that the mitzvah is drabanan, and it continues after death. After death of the parent, there's still a mitzvah to honor the step parents. So there are actually two debates here between the Rambam and the Meiri. One is this mitzvah to honor a step-parent d'oraita, that's the pashas of the Rambam. The Meiri says it's only drabanan. And the second is, what's the status after death of the parent? The Rambam says at that point there's no longer a legal mitzvah. And the Meiri says the mitzvah remains content, it's drabanan, and it remains drabanan. I see another chat.
Where did the Meiri get that from? Isn't it explicitly against the Gemara and Ksuvos that you quoted before?
Oh, so the question is, what does Rebbe mean when he says you should be careful? Maybe Rebbe is telling us that there's a mitzvah. Rebbe's making a gezeira. Rebbe's telling you, you should know, honor your step parent even after death of the parent. And that's exactly the source for this din. Maybe that was the gezeira of Rebbe. If you look at the Torah's interesting formulation. It says, Chayv Adam lechaved eshes aviv afal pi she'eno imo kol zman she'aviv kayam. The mitzvah to honor a step-parent when the parent is alive. It works both for a step-father and a step-mother. So the Torah has this like in-between formulation. It's still the right. It's still a mitzvah to honor them after death of the parent, but it seems to be a level. So I don't think he's saying that there's no mitzvah, but it doesn't sound like it's d'oraita. Maybe it's just a mitzvah. Again, I'm not sure if mitzvah here means like a mitzvah in Rabbanan, or it just means it's the right thing to do. But what emerges, just to summarize, that we have a clear mitzvah, minatara, or a clear mitzvah to honor a step parent. According to most Rishonim, it's minatara. According to the Meiri, it might be Rabbanan. And that mitzvah, according to most Rishonim, is limited to the time when the parent is alive. After the parent dies, there's no longer a mitzvah. But it seems like it's the right thing to do, and it's codified in the Torah as a mitzvah. It's still the right thing to do. And I don't think mitzvah really means an actual obligation, but I think it means like, you know, the way we use mitzvah in a colloquial way, it's like, it's the right thing to do. It's a mitzvah, l'chavim, afilo achar mita. Okay, what I want to analyze now is really the question of what the nature of this mitzvah is. We have a mitzvah to honor a step-parent. What exactly are we trying what exactly is the nature of this chiyuv? You could understand that this depends on the chiyuv. A step parent is a parent. Step parent's a parent. They take care of you and they care for you, and you should have a loving mutual relationship. And therefore, there's a mitzvah to honor a step parent. My understanding that I think you can present is that it's not a function of your relationship with the step parent per se, but it goes through the parent. Since there's a mitzvah to honor the parent, you also have to honor the parent's spouse. That, I think, is a different understanding of this mitzvah. So, for example, we mentioned earlier that this mitzvah is not counted independently in many mitzvahs. The Rambam says it's included in the mitzvah to honor a parent. So, it could be the reason it's included is because, not just technically, we didn't want to count it because it's a ribui. Maybe it's included because really the mitzvah to honor a step-parent is part of the mitzvah to honor a parent. It wouldn't be very much kibud av if you didn't honor your father's new wife. So that's a chakira I think you can raise. Is the mitzvah to honor a step-parent an inherent mitzvah from the child to the step-parent? Or does it go through, is the kiyuv kavod travel through the parent? Part of the mitzvah to honor the parent is honor the parent's wife. So the first nafkamina I want to present is the question I really dealt with is, what is the halacha after death of the parent? After the parent dies, so your stepmother is still alive, she should live and be well to 120. Is there a tactical mitzvah to honor her at that point? So the Rambam seems to indicate no, based on this pashas the Gemara in Ksubis. And the Meiri writes explicitly, no, there's a mitzvah to keep on honoring her. Like I said, in source number six, lo sof davar eshet aviv v'bal imo b'chayayim, af l'achar mita, even after death, the mitzvah continues. And according to the Meiri, the mitzvah doesn't even change in its level of chiyuv. It was always drabanan, and remains drabanan. For the pashas, the Rambam, it was deraisa initially, and then it becomes non-existent, maybe just, you know, derech eretz at that point, after death. So I think this could be tali in this chakira, that if the mitzvah flows through the parent, the minute the parent dies, the mitzvah is no longer. If the mitzvah to honor a step-parent is because it's not it's appropriate to honor a step-parent because you have a mitzvah to honor your parent. So once the parent dies, there's no mitzvah to honor the step-parent. Whereas if it's an inherent connection between the child and the step-parent, that would exist potentially even after death of the parent.
A question. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
What if the parent, the living parent, before he dies, says explicitly, take care of my new wife?
So that seems to be the story in the Gemara in Ketubot here. Right?
Yes, said, right.
Right? He says,
Hasiru, so then it's honoring the father himself. It's honoring the actual parent.
Right. So there is a question what the nature of the mitzvah honor a parent after death is. There is a concept called mitzvah l'kayim divrei emet, which is a general principle. You should try to always, you know, if the departed had a certain last will and testimony, that last will, you should try to honor it. It's not clear if it would include, how far reaching it is. So, for example, kivud av eim achar mita includes, let's say, saying Kaddish, not calling a parent by their first name, and the like. It's not clear. Let's say your parent, told you to every time it's raining, you should use an umbrella. So while they're alive, you don't want to cause them anguish, so you should use an umbrella. And after they pass on, the pasht is you're not causing them any anguish at this point. So it's not clear if it would be included in that. I hear the Hara.
That was the share 3 years ago.
Okay, glad you remember. It's somewhere on my computer. But it's interesting Hara, but it's not clear if it would include that. So again, like I said, the first half of Mina, I think, is whether or not we include l'achar mita, that if it's through the parent, the minute the parent dies, it's no longer. Whereas if it's connected to a direct relationship between the child and the step-parent, even after death of the parent, the child would have an obligation to honor the step-parent. Another question is a question of mechila. We know that a parent is able to be mochal on their kavod. They can tell you, don't stand up for me. Most children don't stand up for their parents because the parents are mochel. The question is, can the parent be mochel on his spouse's kavod? So the parent can say, don't stand up for your stepmother. So if you look at the Zakei Moshe in Yoredeya, Simon Reish Mem, the Zakei Moshe quotes the Ma'arik, Uchuvas Ma'arik, source number 10, Masagas Ramano Sefer Amitzvah Shechibra Rambam, Mashva Dachayv L'chavid Aviv Achim Vadol, Hainu Mishum Kavod Aviv. Mitzarechiyin L'fizeh Im Aviv Yachal Limchol HaKavod. So he says it's Mishum Kavod Aviv. The whole Chiyuv stems from the honoring the parent. And therefore, he says, maybe therefore the parent can be mochel on the kavod of the step parent. And this is something that Mincha Chinuch discusses. He assumes as another pashut, that pashut, gamkein, he im aviv mochel in tzarech l'chabit eishes aviv. The Mincha Chinuch assumes as another pashut that when the parent is mochel, so you have no obligation to honor the step parent. So this is a question that the Darki Moshe wonders, and the Mechichinuch assumes the Dabar Pashut one way of the Chakira. Can the parent be mochel in the cover of the step-parent? So again, this here too, I think it should be telling the Chakira, that if the mitzvah to honor the step-parent is because you have a mitzvah to honor the parent, and therefore, by definition, you also have to honor the step-parent. So the minute the father says, it's okay, you don't have to honor, it wouldn't be very nice of him, but if he would say, you don't have to honor my spouse, so then you wouldn't be obligated. Whereas if it's a direct relationship between the child and the step-parent, so it's very nice the father is mochel, so you don't have to stand up for your father, but your stepmother wasn't mochelet. And if she wasn't mochelet, you have an obligation to honor her, irrespective of the mechila of her spouse, of your father. Okay. Another naftamina.
Quick question. After the father dies, could it be that even though the mitzvah is specifically because it's the step parent, but once the father dies, the connection is gone entirely because you weren't born from that woman, and therefore the father's gone. It's not even that it's a mitzvah to give kavod to the father. It is a mitzvah to give kavod to your stepmother, but once the father's gone, the stepmother is no longer even related to you.
I think it's a very important hara. You might argue, as you're saying, that she's no longer your stepmother. She's only a stepmother by the virtue of the fact that she's married to your father. And the moment your father passes on, so she's not called your stepmother. You could make that argument, but I don't think it's mukhrach. You could say that she, after all, if she raised you, she's still your stepmother. The fact that your father is no longer here, still you know, in terms of arayas, for example, you still wouldn't be allowed to marry her. You know, we don't say that your father dies, now you can marry her. So there's remnants.
Can you have yichud with her?
I don't think you can have yichud with her. That's an excellent question. This is a big issue in Hilchos Yichud. I don't remember. That would be a good place to check. That would be a good place to check. But I definitely think it's a legitimate point. I just don't think it's necessarily muchach. I think you could argue and say she still is your stepmother. But I totally accept that.
There was a case in Montreal where a family adopted a young girl, a baby, I guess. Anyway, the girl grew up. And at that point, they were makpid not to have yichud with the, as it were, the adopted parents, because she was, after all, not a child of the family.
Right. So that's a big issue, how to look at adoptive parents. I guess it's a topic for another year. How do you look at adoptive parents? The next afkamina is essentially the same structure. You know, the question of honoring a step-parent when there's no mitzvah to honor the parent. Why would there not be a mitzvah to honor a parent? So there's a machloket between the Rambam and Tur if there's a mitzvah to honor a parent if the parent is wicked. First father is an axe murderer. Is there a mitzvah to honor him? So that's a debate between the Rambam and the Tur. Source number 12, Katav Rambam Mamzer, a person who's born from an illegitimate relationship. Chayev v'chavar aviv imo. There's still a mitzvah to honor a parent even if the parent is wicked. Now, again, if the parent did tshuva, it's obvious there's a mitzvah to honor the parent. The question is if the parent didn't do tshuva. That's a debate in the post game. The Rambam says there's still a mitzvah. Mm-hmm. And nearly the Torah argues, says the Torah, Kevin Shu Rasha Eino Chayv Bichvodo. The Torah says there's no mitzvah to honor a parent who's wicked. So let's say a person's father is an axe murderer and his stepmother is a tzedekis. So according to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah to honor the father also. It's not a question. But according to the Torah, who holds there's no mitzvah to honor a father or a mother who are wicked. So is there a mitzvah to honor the step-parent? So here too, it's the same question. I didn't see anybody discussed it. I'm not sure if it happens too often. But if the mitzvah is direct between the step-parent...
I'm really quiet here.
If the mitzvah is direct... if the mitzvah is direct between the step parent and the step and the child, so then it shouldn't make a difference if there's a mitzvah to honor the father. Father might be an axe murderer, but there's still a mitzvah to honor the step parent. Whereas if the mitzvah flows through the parent, so the minute I assume that there, if I assume like the Torah, that there's no mitzvah to honor a wicked parent, so the halacha would be you wouldn't have an obligation to honor the step parent either, because the even if the step-parent is a tzedekes, because the mitzvah flows through the parent. Questions, comments?
Well, okay. The father wasn't such a rasha because he married a tzedekes.
You know, opposites attract. You know, that's what they say. Okay.
If the mitzvah comes through the step, if the mitzvah to honor the step-parent comes through the parent, so then why do we need the ribui of et?
So it's an interesting question. I think it's something you wouldn't have necessarily known. The ribui tells you that's the case. Without the ribui, I wouldn't have thought that the father means a stepfather. So you need the ribui to be marbit. But it's a ribui expanding the father. It's not just a father, but even a stepfather. In fact, I think the pashtus is, the fact that it's a ribui says that it does flow through it, does flow from it. Okay. Another question. You know, I actually gave a share on this topic 1 year as well, that there's a certain halacha in terms of the honoring of parents, that if you have two parents who ask for something at the same time, both your father and your mother ask for a glass of water, so the halacha is you have to bring the glass of water to your father before your mother. If your mother asks first, so you bring your mother. Ask at the same time, so you have to bring the glass of water to your father, unless he is mochel, which he probably should do. Amr al-Aviv, the Rambam, source number 13, Hashkeni Mayim, father says, I'd like a glass of water. Amr al-Emo at the same time, Hashkeni Mayim. Minich kvod imo, v'osev kvod aviv, t'chilo yifnei shuhu, v'imo chayavin v'kvod aviv. The halacha is that, like I said, when you are faced with the mitzvah of kavod av and kavod em, at the same time, you start with kavod av. Because ima is chayevet bichvod aviv. The wife has to honor the husband. Okay. Michas Chinuch wonders about the following question. Let's say your a person's father passed on and his mother got remarried. So now he has a mitzvah to honor his mother and he has a mitzvah to honor his stepfather. And they both ask for water at the same time. So both the mother and the stepfather ask for water at the same time. Right. Who should you bring the water to? Mm-hmm. Says the Michas Chinuch, source number 14. Mother and a stepfather ask for water. You have to give your mother first. This is an exception to the rule. I would have said, based on the regular principle, the father comes first. Even though when it comes to a regular parent, meaning a situation where both parents are alive, so you honor the father first. In our case, we have a step father and a mother, and they both ask for water at the same time. Says the Mechas Chinuch clearly that the mitzvah to honor a step father is only part of the mitzvah to honor the mother. Since there's a mitzvah to honor the mother, and male, you also have to honor her spouse, your stepfather. Therefore, in this case, if your stepfather and your mother ask for water, bring the water to your mother first. Because the mitzvah to honor your stepfather flows from the mitzvah to honor your mother. Never your mother comes first. This, of course, touches on the Chakira, that the Minrei assume that the mitzvah flows from the parent who's alive. So this, what the Michas Chinuch says, makes a lot of sense. If I assume that there's an independent relationship between the step-parent and the child, so the stepfather has a relationship with the stepson, and the halacha is kivud av and kivud aim, kivud av kodem. So Mamela, you might argue that the Michas Chinuch is incorrect, that really you should honor your stepfather before your mother, because the chiyuv flows directly from the stepchild to the stepfather, and not through the parents. I see a chat here. Let me see if I can pull it up. Samati, what about if your parents are divorced and your mother and stepmother ask you?
Actually, from Lori.
That's an excellent question. The halacha is when your parents are divorced, so there's no chiyuv. Obligation to honor your father first, because the whole rationale is that your parents have a relationship and the mother is supposed to be trying to take care of the needs of her husband once they're divorced.
I'm asking about the mother and the stepmother, not the mother and the father.
So interesting. My natia is that you would honor your mother first. But I guess it might be totally in the same chakira. I think what you're trying to suggest, if I understand you correctly, Lori, is you're saying that if you assume the mitzvah stems directly, let me just think for a second. The truth is, I think that either way you can do what you want. Because, well, I'm not really sure. It's an excellent question. On one hand, you would say, honor your mother, because that's Mufurish Bakra, and this is only learned from a limud. At the same time, it's Doraita. I remind the Tia is that you would honor your mother before your stepmother because at this point,
the father.
I don't know. I'm really not sure because you're saying it's part of this kibud A. Even if it's part of the mitzvah of kibud Av, there's no chiv to honor your father at this point because if your father and mother act at the same time, it's your choice decision once they're divorced. So I think the pashas is you honor your mother. It's a very interesting question. I didn't think about that. Thank you.
I think the Minchas Chinuch, I have difficulty seeing how it's dependent on the Chakir you started with, because even if you say that the cover of the stepfather is independent, the Minchas Chinuch point is that it can't possibly rise to the level of his actual father. There's no question it originally stems from the mother, meaning only because the mother married this guy are you chayiv in his kavod. So how can you now be chayiv in his kavod more than your mother? I mean, even if it's independent, that's just sort of a second stage. I have difficulty seeing how, you know, and that's what Badman Chinuch is saying, that it can't possibly, you know, rise to the level of the father.
Theoretically, I think what you're saying is correct, but this Michas Chinuch is connected to source 11. It's part of the continuation. In source 11, he says explicitly that the father can be mochel because the mitzvah is through the father. The father can be mochel in the kavod of the mother, of the stepmother. So there, I think he seems to be working with Achal Kira, and this is the continuation of it. That's why I connected it. I think independently, like you're pointing out, you couldn't make this argument, but I think the Michas Chinuch sees very clearly that mitzvah is being stemming through from the relationship to the parents. It's not direct between the stepchild and the stepparent, but it's going through the parent. So that's why I brought it here. Another nafkamina, which again you can argue with, but there is a principle of a nishba, a person would swear not to do a mitzvah, and the law says if you swear not to put on tefillin, so there's no mitzvah, the shvuah isn't chal. There's a mitzvah for a man to wear tefillin, and as such, if he's to put an oath that he wouldn't wear tefillin, the shvuah is on chal, he's mushba omid behar Sinai, he's already mushba omid to wear tefillin. So what would the halacha be if a person would take an oath not to honor his step-parents? Again, sometimes the relationships are rocky, so it's not an advisable thing to do, but if the kid, the stepchild, took an oath he's never going to honor the step-parent, would that shvuah be chal? So the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Simon Reish Lamites in Yerdeya, Nishmer al davar mitzvah midrabanan, gan shalol hadlik ner Chanukah. So, if a person would take a shvuah not to light Chanukah licht or not to read Megillah, so then the halacha is that the shvuah is chal. He has to be matir neder, matir shvuah, in order to do the mitzvah. Likewise, anything that's not explicit, again, it's a question that you mushvav omeid meharsina, you're only mushvav omeid on things that are explicit. So you might say this is not an afkamin at all, that it's learned from et. So it's not explicit, so the shvuah should be chal. And that might be the case. But I thought that maybe it could be telling the chakira, that the minute I assume that the mitzvah flows from the parent, the live parent, part of the mitzvah of kivud av is to honor the father's spouse. So you might say it's included in it. And since kivud av is in furish bakra, taking a shvuah not to honor a step-parent would not be a chal. Whereas if you assume it's a direct mitzvah between the stepchild and the stepparent, then certainly it's medrash chachamim, and it would be, the shvuah would be chal, and you'd have to be matir, you know, the shvuah in order to perform the mitzvah for, you know, baal, imo, or eshes aviv, etc. Okay, but it's not mukhrach. The last nafkamin I want to share with you is the question of honoring your in-law's spouse, meaning person, there's a mitzvah to honor in-laws. I should start with that. Look at the Torah, source number 16. Chayev chavid chamiv tichtiv avi, the David HaMelech refers to Shaul as his father, and therefore we learn that there's a mitzvah, at least midrabanan, maybe even in the Torah, to honor your in-laws. It's not always such an easy mitzvah to do, but it's a mitzvah, an important mitzvah. And the question
that for you, it's a very easy mitzvah to do.
Of course, it's an easy mitzvah for me to do.
But you, you're very fortunate.
Offered to get up at 3 a.m.
I
had to convince them, or my wife convinced them, that it wasn't a good idea. They're very given over, and we, as such, are also given over. As I like to quote my mother-in-law, who likes to say that Eliav, you're my favorite son-in-law. Of course, I don't have much competition, anyway, I'm blessed with wonderful in-laws, and I know my wife is also blessed with wonderful in-laws. The halacha is that there's a mitzvah to honor in-laws. The question is, if a person's, let's say, father-in-law died, and his mother-in-law got remarried, so is there a mitzvah to honor a step-in-law, your step-father-in-law, your step-mother-in-law? So that's a debate in the poskim. The Leket Yosher, source number 17, says it's true there's a mitzvah to honor in-laws, but there's no mitzvah to honor step-in-laws. It says, Leket Yosher, aval eshes chamiv, your father-in-law's wife, she'eno ima, shel isha, is not your mother's, your wife's mother. Eino tzarech lino v'akav. There's no, again, you have to be cordial, yeah, derecheret, but there's no particular legal mitzvah of kibur, you know, aim when it comes to your step-in-laws. But there's a truv in the Chasam Sofer that seems to indicate, otherwise it seems to indicate there's such a mitzvah not only to honor your in-laws, but even your step-in-laws. So again, some argue it's a mistake, it's a Chasam Sofer, but the Pashas of the Shuvah indicates that. So again, it could be telling the Chakira that if the mitzvah to honor a step-parent is direct between the child and the step-parent, So you might say, in this case, it's too distant. It's in-laws. It's your step-in-laws. It doesn't go that far. Whereas if the mitzvah is part, it flows through the parents, so just like there's a mitzvah to honor a father, there's a mitzvah to honor your father's spouse. So just like there's a mitzvah to honor your father-in-law, so too, there's a mitzvah to honor your father-in-law's spouse. If it flows through the parent, or in this case, the step-parent, you might argue that it includes even a step-in-law. Okay. So just to summarize, we discussed this question of whether or not there's a mitzvah to honor a step-parent. It seems very clear from the Gemara and Ksubas that there's such a mitzvah in Min HaTorah, although the Meiri sounds like it's only Drabanan. The question I tried to analyze is, what is the nature of this mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah to honor a parent? And therefore, by definition, part of the mitzvah honor the parents is honor their spouse. Or no, there's a direct relationship between the step-child and the step-parent. And I discussed six or so nafkaminas to that question. I just want to conclude with an etziv. The pasuk in the Seres HaDibros that commands us to honor parents speaks about the importance of commanding parents l'man yarichun yamecha, in order that you should have a long life. So number 19, ala adama, asher Hashem elokecha nosin lach, you should have a long life in Eretz Yisrael. And this is, I think, striking. The Nasif picks up on this. He says, as I understand, you shouldn't have a long life in Chutz Lars. Only if you honor your parents in Eretz Yisrael do you have a long life. If you honor your parents in Chutz Lars, you don't. And he says, it can't be. So he says, in K, in the second line, Yesh lavin mad de ksiv kan al adam, why does it say dafkin Eretz Yisrael? L'ba mikra b'zeh l'amdeinu ikr gadol de kfar kasav haramban v'parashas toldos v'bekam v'komos sh'atora mitzvotea af al gav de mitzvot she'en tzuei ba'aret zum haget af v'chutz Lars. So we know mitzvot that are tzuyot ba'aretz only are knowing in Eretz Yisrael, Shemitah and Trumas Meisers, etc. But mitzvahs that are chovas aguf, tefillin and mezuzahs, that applies even in Chutz Lars. Bikomakom yuchadot heima deuter be'Eretz Yisrael. Nonetheless, those mitzvot are more significant in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the ikra makom kim of all mitzvot. Nimkei nikra torat elokei aretz v'davar muvan shalafi zeh gam yudea. So when a person performs a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, any mitzvah, it's more significant. I made a thought as an etziv. This is true for mitzvot that are like chukim, but mitzvot that are sichliot, mitzvot that are rational, like honoring a parent, I would think that maybe that wouldn't be true, that honoring a parent in Chutz Lars is just the same as honoring in Eretz Yisrael. Who should have noted the Iker Sechara Miuchad Eretz Yisrael? Mashe Enkin B'kiwud Ave'em Shu Dat Enoshi B'zeh Ein Sfar Lechalik B'Eretz Yisrael Chutz Lars B'shum Hachi K'tif Mitzvah Zush B'kiwud Ave'em Gam Kein Al Adama. The Torah emphasizes that even mitzvahs that are sichli, that are rational, are more significant in Eretz Yisrael. Just pointing out the main place where the Ramban explains his point in this week's parasha. Okay? All right, yeah, Vayikra Yuchas. Thank you. The Nesiv essentially, it's very interesting because the Nesiv touches on a point, is the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aim, a mitzvah sichli? Is it Adam le Makom? Or is it Adam le Chaveiro? I gave a shiur about this 1 year. And the Nesiv's conclusion, Harehi Kechol Chugi HaTorah She'inem Tam V'Seichel Anashi. We do mitzvah Kibbutz Aim not because it makes sense, not because it's Kara Tov, it's Adam le Chaveiro, but it seems like he's assuming it's like Adam le Lamakom, it's Ma'ala Miseichel Hanoshi, which is interesting. So the way Netziv essentially is presenting it is that Netziv is trying to say that really the mitzvah it has more schar in Eretz Yisrael, and even mitzvah that you might think are rational really aren't rational, and they're all Midatzak Zeres HaKasuv, and therefore they're more significant in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. I thought maybe take this in a little different direction. The Zohar actually comments, Kabeid Avicha, says the Zohar, Zukur Shabrichu. Honoring a parent is like honoring God. We know Hishva Kasov, the Kabod Av, the Kabod Shemayim. And you don't have to be a big psychologist to know that your relationship with your parents affects your relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the role of a parent is essentially to provide a home for the children to grow and to flourish and to become healthy members of society. So likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Eretz Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a parent gives us a home. The home is Eretz Yisrael. So I thought that maybe, again talking with Adi, maybe the idea here is that the schar of Kibbutz Ha'aim is dafke in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the home that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided us. And maybe that's the idea. That's why the Torah emphasizes that the schar is dafke in Eretz Yisrael. I see there's a comment. Perhaps he's connecting these two ideas, as the relationship with a parent is similar to connecting with our parent land. Okay, beautiful. The idea of, you know, Eretz Avot. Okay, so I thank you all for joining. I'm going to enter. Usually we have a siyum and some goodies, a deep, actually baked goodies, but, you know, it's hard to share them virtually at this point. This Zoom hasn't quite, you know, developed that technology.